Kia ora, talofa, manele, bula and welcome to Season 9, Episode 17 of Breakfast Bites by tevovodigital.com. A wrap of Pacifica People sports news on a sunny and bright Saturday morning, 20 April 2024. Coming to you with tons of anisi from the 180th Meridian in the middle of the Blue Continent. In rugby union, Team Fijiana and Aitilaiti Mbuna the Bullet burned the Western Force in their semi-final in Suva yesterday to a packed-out HFC stadium, with a flying fullback scoring three wonderful tries in their 25-14 win to make a third final 3 years in a row. Later, the Fijian draw had the measure of the Hurricanes for most of their game, but too much individualism in front of their home fans saw them fail to nail key try-scoring opportunities for the Hurricanes' 38-15 win. In football, despite a Mohamed Salah penalty for a 1-0 win last night, Liverpool crashed out of the Europa League after losing 3-1 on aggregate to Italian club Atalanta after they stunned Anfield with a 3-0 win last week in Liverpool's first home defeat in all competitions for 14 months. In sports biz, Caitlin Clark is expected to transform the WNBA, so it was jarring when it was revealed she'd received US$76,000 in the first year of her rookie deal. Her four-year contract is worth $338,000 under the WNBA collective bargaining agreement. In contrast, the next number one NBA pick will receive US$10.5 million in their first year, 137 times the WNBA wage. People are pissed. There's lots of conversation about fairness and pay gaps. Even the US President Joe Biden tweeted about it. The NBA annual revenue is $9.6 billion, while the WNBA is US$199 million. The NBA teams play an 82-game home-and-away season, while the WNBA schedule is 40 fixtures. Many will argue this is about economics as much as gender. They might rightfully point to the fact that the NBA has had 50 extra years to become a multi-billion dollar business. It's going to take time, though. When the NBA was the same age as the WNBA is right now, in 1974, the number one pick was Bill Walton, who signed a five-year deal reported to be worth US$2 million. In rugby league, the Eels shot out to an 8-0 lead 26 minutes into the game, with Sean Lane and Will Penicini scoring after a scrappy start from both sides in hot and humid conditions at TIO Stadium, Darwin. Then the Dolphins embarrassed Brad Arthur in a 44-16 carve-up with a 9-try onslaught to leave Parramatta fans completely shell-shocked. In combat sports, Ryan Garcia has unloaded at a heckler in a stunning foul-mouthed rant, while also agreeing to a US$500,000 bet with Devin Haney ahead of their WBC junior middleweight title fight at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York on Sunday. After Garcia dropped his fair share of expletives, Haney told reporters later, "There's something wrong with him. I don't know what's going on, but that shit is not normal. We all know that." And that's a wrap. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons below if you want to receive more Pacifica sports highlights on Breakfast Bites. Mahalo and kakite for tevovodigital.com. I'm Calden Kamea, thanking you all too much for all your love and support.